You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral lands of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. This is Open Mic, and I'm your host, Michelle. And for this hour, we are going to listen to some folk, some country rock. We'll get some blues in there, and then we will wrap up the show with some jazz. And let's get it started with an artist by the name of Connie Kaldor. So Connie Kaldor is a singer, songwriter, entertainer, TV personality, and women's music pioneer. And she's celebrating 45 years in show business this year with this album. We're going to listen to a few songs from this album called Keep Going. So she began her career in folk music as part of the Canadian Wave alongside artists like Stan Rogers and Valdi. And she's got great stage presence, unforgettable melodies, and a lot of emotional depth to her music. We're going to listen to, once again, her album Keep Going with the title song Keep Going. We'll also listen to Woman Who Pays and Wild One.
Need a buck and you got a dime, keep going. You're out of luck, working overtime, keep going. You are wrong every time you try, keep going.
woman who pays. Is the woman who pays. Blame it on the drugs and the alcohol. It's the woman who pays.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Sofa bed, nursing a headache, wishing that he were dead, or better yet, sitting in the stands, watching all the horses race, grand in his hand, a million more in the bank, ordering a drink. Yeah, he watches the race with a smile on his face, he knows what's going down on the ground. Well, a win is a win, even if it's a sin.
Gracie, always pushing me around. We're fixing races within 100 miles of town. We're winning, but he's putting me down. So I hatched myself a plan to steal all Riley's money, leave him in a ditch, fly off somewhere sunny and warm. Man, I wish I were warm. 'Cause I shot for the heart, but I hit him in the shoulder. He shot back and he shot a little closer. Oh yeah, he hit the mark. Well, he left me to die and he moved to Shanghai. Took my winnings down to the underground. They took my winnings down to the underground.
The underground.
Out back, telling me about a dream you had and a song you heard, but you can't remember how it went. Well, I really hope you find it. Really hope he does. Really hope she finds it. Really hope she does.
And that was Winnipeg musician Liam Duncan, a.k.a. Boy Golden, who went from pop rocker to guitar-slinging minister of a church. That was a whole lot of fun. We were listening to his For Jimmy album. We listened to Mountain Road, Aging Mr. Riley, and Whatever Got Lost. So we have an event that's opening tonight, Morningstar, at Sydney and Gertrude Zach Gallery. It's running from January 5th to February 7th, but the opening event is tonight at 7 p.m. Inspired by mysticism, magic, surrealism, astrology, and tarot, Rosamund Bordeaux presents Morningstar, the fourth installment in her ongoing project, The Denise File. The enigmatic Denise becomes increasingly more real through artistic interventions, but by the same process of invention, is paradoxically more fictitious in this work of serial detective fiction written through physical space and material. Drawing from the line and circle iconography of Aramaic amulets that were used for healing and protection, Bordeaux has created a series of hardwood sculptures that recall elements of furniture and domestic architectural features, such as banisters, doorknobs, or table legs. Resembling molecular structures, including that of salt, these constellation works mediate the cosmic and inframolecular through the everyday. And so once again, that's Morningstar at Sydney and Gertrude Zach Gallery. Opening event is tonight at 950 West 41st Avenue, Vancouver. So let's get things started back up here with Cedar Country Cobras.
Much today.